campaigning exactly what happened, because you see, he started that rebellion. He gave them arms, he gave them financial support, he gave them equipment, radios, he gave them uniforms. So it's not that I'm talking out of the blue. But then the chameleon he is, he turns around and then he postures as if he's a person now who wants to bring peace. But he had created the instability in the first instance himself. So this is always his power game. You create the problem, then twist it in a different way for two reasons. One, manage the international community to remain relevant, but also manage the political process which may come out of that instability.
The front agrees with the information minister of the DRC, who says that Uganda cannot be a part of the conflict and then try to be the person who brings about resolution.
Absolutely. But you see, where I don't agree with him is where he says Uganda. They must differentiate between Uganda and Museveni. Uganda does not have a running system to resolve even conflict. So the DRC minister should have been more categorical. It's about Museveni and his personal machinations and those close to him, not Uganda. Uganda as a country, it has no interest in destabilizing Congo. Therefore, in broad terms, he's absolutely right. You cannot be a person who can bring the peace when you are the first person who is subverting the peace.
On the regional level, your organization thinks that President Museveni is on the verge of destroying the East African community, just like it was under Field Marshal Idi Amin Dada.
Of course, it is very, very clear, because you see, it's not that it's thinking, it's real. You must have heard about his machinations of breaking the East African Treaty and trying to use shortcuts and subvert the process really by trying to alienate Tanzania and Burundi. This is absolutely dangerous for the community and for the actual integration of the region. You have heard about the mouthing of President Chikwete. You have heard about President Chikwete himself coming and addressing Parliament on this very important issue of trying to isolate his country when Tanzania has been a credible and long-time and trusted ally of the East African community. So these are very, very serious transgressions which go to the root of the East African cooperation, because they break the treaty, they break the cordial relations of the leadership in these areas, and there is no doubt that it's reminiscent of the Idi Amin days when he was subverting all the efforts. So this is the biggest betrayal of Mr. Museveni against the African people, because he's betraying the greatest post-independence dream of empowerment and emancipation of our people, which is centered into broader political entities and to enhance trade, enhance cooperation and development, but also to minimize war and insecurity in these areas so that we can concentrate on investment instead of buying arms.